Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Oh my, it's half of September already. Time flies, and before we know it, it's Christmas once again. Hello everyone. I would like to manifest positivity in your lives, blessings, and peace. Have you ever aspired to be perfect at any time in your life? Does striving to be perfect make you feel good, or how is the feeling when you have realized that you can never be perfect? Accepting that as humans, we can never be perfect is humbling and a very good standard for living our lives. Sure, it's nice to hear that you are perfectionist, but toxic perfectionism, a danger to mental health. Many times I felt the paralyzing feeling of perfectionism, like when I'm starting to come up with a topic that I can share with all of you on my podcast. I want each topic to be perfect and encompass every article written about something in order that it can resonate well with all of you. Sometimes ideas just flow smoothly, but there are times that I would just stare blankly and I realize that I'm bound by the limitations that are inherent to being human. This also happens when I have the inclination to be a perfect leader, a perfect mother, a perfect entrepreneur. Thankfully, over the years, I've trained myself to recognize this pattern and break it at critical points, enabling me to deliver the work that is expected of me and eventually feel relatively good about myself. What exactly is perfectionism? Actually, there are many nuances to the definition of perfectionism. According to experts on mental health, perfectionism is a combination of excessively high personal standards and overly critical self-evaluation. In other words, perfectionism is an aspiration we impose on ourselves. In today's social norms of being a perfectionist, people think of themselves as being judged harshly, and the expectation from them is set at high standards. Sadly, because of this, they tend to accept from themselves rigidly to display perfection to secure approval. It becomes a disorder. Perfectionism is said to be caused by a fear of judgment or disapproval from others. More often, early childhood experiences such as having parents with unrealistically high expectations play a role and can be carried on to adult life. Being a perfectionist is challenging because it's very difficult to meet the goal of being perfect or even of reaching a personal best. Living with the internalized voice of perfectionism is not easy. Perfectionists will often have a harsh internal dialogue in which their inner critic constantly tells them that they're not good enough, no matter what they do or how hard they try. Have you noticed some perfectionist traits from your friends, family members, colleagues at work, or even from yourself? Here are some perfectionist traits that I have observed. When comparing the high achievers to the perfectionists, both tend to set high goals and work hard toward them, but high achievers are content with doing a great job and achieving excellence or something close, even if their high goals aren't completely met. Perfectionists have the all-or-nothing thinking. They see almost perfect as a failure. Perfectionists are highly critical of themselves. They're more judgmental and hard on themselves and on others when failure does occur. They tend to be unforgiving of themselves for what they perceive as a failure. Perfectionists have unrealistic standards. They develop some kind of obsessive-compulsive disorder or OCD. One observation I gathered is when someone tries to fix a picture frame because it isn't perfectly hung, or when someone is overly washing their hands. What are some observations you have about people who are perfectionists? You can write down your comments after listening to this episode. Or if you have questions, kindly write them in the comment section and I will try my best to send my response. By the way, if you think this episode will be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. Let's do our share in making this world a better place to live in by bringing them message of hope and self-improvement. When their unrealistic goals are not met, the feeling of depression sets in. Perfectionists tend to beat themselves up much more and wallow in negative feelings when their high expectations go unmet. Because of this, it is hard for them to bounce back from disappointments. Do you know that some perfectionists are procrastinators too? Their all-or-nothing attitude makes them stop for fear of not-so-perfect results. It's as if their whole body becomes stiff and unable to move. Perfectionism and procrastination do tend to go hand in hand. In the episode before this, my topic was about procrastination and discussed the ill effects of procrastination. It would be wonderful if you listen to that episode as well, and I promise you, you will learn a lot. That is Season 2, Episode 5, titled The Insidious Enemy, Procrastination. Because the less than perfect performance is so painful and scary to perfectionists, they tend to respond defensively to constructive criticism. It is hard to critique the work of a perfectionist. A constructive criticism is not acceptable, and for them, the critic was to belittle their capacity or even their person. Perfectionists tend to have low self-esteem. They tend to be very self-critical, and as such, are lonely. They are isolated as their critical nature and rigidity can push others away as well. Ultimately, this can have a serious impact on a person's self-image and overall life satisfaction. If you see some of these perfectionist traits in yourself, don't despair. Discerning that changes are essential is an important first step. Once you recognize how these tendencies might be affecting you negatively, you can begin working toward taking a healthier approach that will still allow you to achieve your goals with less stress and negativity. So how can you counter the harmful effects of perfectionism? I believe that since perfectionism is self-imposed, it is also yourself who will have a big hand in countering the negative effects of perfectionism. First and foremost, consider self-compassion. By consistently practicing kindness to yourself, you reduce the strength of the relationship between maladaptive perfectionism and depression. Second, choose a more realistic approach in viewing the situation. For example, turn your perfectionist statement of, "Since I did not make it to the qualifying auditions, I'm a failure," to an alternative statement of, "It is unlikely that the results of the audition will have an impact on what I'm doing now. Now, I will have all the time to practice more." Another perfectionist statement is, "My haircut looks terrible. I don't like to be seen in public." Change your perspective with a positive statement like, "Oh well, people will not be very interested in how I look. Besides, it will grow back eventually." Third, learn how to deal with criticisms. Don't view them as a personal attack. Instead, be more objective about it. If someone criticizes you for making a mistake, acknowledge the mistake and assert your right to make mistakes. Learn to substitute more realistic, reasonable thoughts for your habitually critical ones. Next, don't set up impossible goals. Set a more realistic goal and soon, you will gradually realize that imperfect results do not lead to the corrective consequences you expect and fear. The advantages of trying to be perfect actually outweigh whatever advantages perfectionism holds for you. Anxiety, nervousness, feelings of inadequacy, self-criticism are not worth the perfectionism you want to achieve. In trying to overcome the ill effects of perfectionism, we can be our worst enemy. We need to acknowledge that perfectionism is not the standard by which one should measure healthy goal setting. Acknowledge that we are humans. We are not perfect. One of the most practical ways to overcome perfectionism is to practice the SMART goal setting instead of the perfectionist goal setting. SMART is the acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely. Specific means the goal should identify a specific action or event that will take place. Measurable refers the goal and its benefits should be quantifiable. Achievable is the goal should be attainable given available resources. Realistic means the goal should require you to stretch some but allow the likelihood of success. Timely refers the goal should state the time period in which it will be accomplished. As I have said, perfectionists tend to set goals that are both high and difficult to achieve, therefore, causing distress when they are unable to meet their unrealistic goals. Asking for help can be particularly difficult for perfectionists. They may view asking for help as a weakness and feel that they should be able to handle everything on their own. If this sounds like you, consider the toll perfectionism can take on your health before you rule out seeking professional help. Asking for help is the last of the options that I highly recommend. Earlier, I touched slightly on OCD. What is the difference between OCD and perfectionism? OCD can certainly be driven by perfectionism, but it's not the same, nor is it perfectionism taken to the extreme. Do you meticulously organize the clothes in your closet by color? Or maybe you are too overly fearful of germs? That's OCD. But what drives you to meticulously organize your clothes by color? It is your perception that being orderly is perfect. There is no other way to organize clothes except your way. Who is this behavior serving? And who is it bothering when comparing OCD and perfectionism? The biggest difference between OCD and perfectionism is a level of rationale applied to the same situation. To better understand this, I will give you an example. If you have dirt on your hands, it would be rational to wash them until the dirt is gone, right? An irrational response would be to continue washing your hands even after the dirt is gone. This way, perfectionism is a controlled concept, while OCD is a controlling disorder. OCD can be characterized as an extreme form of perfectionism where anything can lead to anxiety, fear, and distress. Perfectionism is a personality trait where one strives for flawlessness. It only becomes OCD when those efforts cause disorder in one's life. Perfectionism can impact many areas of a person's life. It can affect someone in the workplace or at school. Perfectionism can cause people to place unrealistic standards on their loved ones that can bring extra stress and pressure into relationships. Perfectionism is also prevalent in sports and athletics. For athletes who are perfectionists, they can compete against themselves. If you feel you may have traits of perfectionism that causes you to daily distress, know that perfectionistic behavior and habits can be changed. It is possible to learn healthier attitudes about your goals and standards with the help of your determination. To recap on the strategies to overcome perfectionism, first, show compassion to self. Second, choose a more realistic approach. Third, learn how to deal with criticism. Fourth, don't set impossible goals. Fifth, acknowledge that you are human. Sixth, practice the SMART goal setting, and lastly, ask for help. Perfectionistic thinking can be a difficult cycle to break. Remember that it's completely normal to make mistakes and don't be afraid to seek help if necessary. Were you able to get some valuable insights in this topic that I discussed for you today? In closing, I would like to read some lines from the Song of Night Bride, contestant at American Got Talent who had cancer, to lift up your spirits. Here goes. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's all right to be lost sometimes. Don't be harsh on yourself. Practice self-love. Be kind to yourself. See you in my next episodes. Love, Nikki Tang. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,